Quintessence has created magic several times before with little more than a chair or a table and a whole lot of compelling storytelling. This My Fair Lady is like that, but with lots of furniture. This time, the runway is part of the magic. It becomes its own little world, London, just over a century ago, when an arrogant professor of phonetics named Henry Hickens makes a bet that with rigorous training, he'll pass off a low-class flower girl as a duchess. That girl, Eliza Doolittle, dreams with her street pals of moving up in the world. In that clip from the stage, the only orchestration you hear is piano. Two pianos, to be exact. Quintessence is performing My Fair Lady, backed solely by the pianos, and in this case, two terrific pianists, Amanda Morton and Christopher Ertelt. They're great, but truth to tell, the show is a big production that merits an orchestra. I missed the swelling background that comes with so many familiar songs, but even so, the show is so well done that I doubt in the end anyone will much care. In fact, it's already been extended a week to meet audience demand. It moves along that runway steadily in Alex Burns' staging, and with many elegant costumes that summon last century's London upper crust. Most striking is the way the performers interpret their characters and the high quality of the way they act through their songs. Leah Cotto is charming as Eliza Doolittle, and she faces a perfectly insufferable Henry Higgins in Gregory Isaac, who plays the know-it-all linguist with a smirk that seems to be born to the character. Despite the fact that Higgins is a hard-boiled sexist, and the show's creators, Alan Lerner and Frederick Lowe, fiddled with the ending of their source material to make Eliza a picture of subservience, audiences have always been attracted to My Fair Lady, which opens its fourth Broadway revival in April. For now, Quintessence is offering its own enchantment. My Fair Lady runs through December 23rd. I'm Howard Shapiro for WHYY.